My Podcast. Stay up to date with all the latest updates, music releases, and encouraging messages by following us on all social media platforms. Simply search Planet Shakers on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and connect with us today. Today we have Pastor Andy Harrison sharing a word titled A New You.
I want to preach today on the topic A New You. A New You. A new you. Tell somebody around you, just point at them, say a new you. I like you, but I want a new you. The Bible says in Galatians 3, verse 26 to 20. I heard a lot of shouting over that side. I appreciate it because you're hungry for the word of God, but let's make it universal. Galatians 3, verse 26 to 29. I love this portion of scripture. Check it out. It says this: "For you are all children of God through faith in Jesus, in Christ Jesus." Just that sentence alone. Don't you reckon that's awesome? You are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Just say, "I'm a child of God." I know you've got masks on, but say it with a bit more attitude. Say, "I'm a child of God." "And all who have been united with Christ in baptism," watch this, "have put on Christ like putting on new clothes." Just put on some new clothes right now. Just put them on. Just put it on. Put some pants on. Hopefully you had some on already, but dress yourself anew. "All who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you." Shout that, "God's promise belongs to me." Again, you're too quiet. Say, "God's promise belongs to me." That's amazing in that version, but I want to draw your attention to one sentence, and it's going to come up here in the English Standard Version. It says this: "For as many of you were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ." Baptized into, put on. I want to show you today that you take on what you get immersed in. You take on what you get immersed in. Somebody say, a new you. See, I'm talking today about baptism. Thanks, Pastor Scott. I'm talking about baptism. And usually when we think of baptism, who knows? Give me a wave if you know what baptism is. This is not a test, but thank you. I appreciate that. Online. Usually when we think of baptism, there's a tub of water down here. We have baptism services. They're so powerful. I love baptism services. And baptism is so powerful. And so, you know, there's water, there's a tub, people baptize, they get baptized, and it's powerful. But it's a public declaration of actually what has already taken place in our heart. We're showing on the outside a demonstration of what God has already done on the inside of our heart. The Bible tells us to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe in baptism as a church. But today when I'm preaching about baptism, I'm not so much preaching, in fact, I'm not preaching about the outward expression, what we do in that tub down there at the front of church. I want to show us the power of what that represents. I want to draw our attention to transformation that takes place in the hearts of people when they put their faith in Jesus Christ. What you are baptized into has the power to transform you. You take on what you're immersed in. Baptism, you know, we think of it as being like a religious word. You know, it's associated with a ceremony of religion. That's what most people in the world would say. They think of it as being a religious word. People are like, "Yeah, I went to a friend, yeah, cousin's baptism when I was 7, boring, don't know what happened. Someone did something with water." And it's like associated with a ceremony, but the truth is that's not actually where the meaning of that word came from. It actually originated, John the Baptist, before Jesus well, Jesus was alive, but before Jesus began his ministry, John the Baptist, I mean, you know that you baptize people when your name becomes it. John the Baptizer, he was baptizing people in the River Jordan and he was immersing them in water. But his whole ministry was about preparing people and preparing society, preparing culture for the coming Messiah by making them aware of their need for a savior. But they stole this idea of baptism from really this process of dyeing cloth. I need tongs because I don't want red hands. Just, it's not like radioactive or nothing, but I just don't want red hands, you know. So that's where this thing comes from. It comes from the process of dyeing cloth into a new color, right? And so that's what they stole that idea from, I guess, to represent to the dunking into something to become like what you're dunked in. It's actually talking about a process of change, starting with one thing and ending up with something totally different. I want to show you this process right now, and here's how the process starts. It all starts with an old thing. That's this right here. Say an old thing. See, this represents the old thing. It's cloth. Now, it's fine. It's a towel from Brampton House. I don't know where that's from. Brampton House. Oh, yes. I recall Brampton. Stole a towel. Yeah, it's fine. There's nothing special about it. There's nothing terrible about it either. It's just that it's not what it could be. And the baptizer, the person who is dyeing the cloth, understands that this cloth is nothing special now, but it has the potential to be many things. It has the potential to take on beauty. It has the potential to be worn as cloth. It has the potential to be displayed and to adorn somebody's dress. It has the potential to be lots of those things, but it won't be those things being this old thing. It will never become what it has the potential to be. The baptizer understands that this old thing needs to change. And see, the same is true of us. If we were to talk about us in the process of baptism, we would have to start here as well. We would have to recognize that maybe something needs to change. See, this is actually slightly where it becomes kind of difficult for people. This is where the gospel can be offensive to people because it requires a certain humility to recognize before God that maybe something in me needs to change. See, I know we're soft-hearted and we're humble before God, so we're used to that. But out in the world, man, there's a pride and there's an arrogance. There's a kind of attitude that would say, how dare you suggest that I would need to change who I am? Who does God think he is? Well, I mean, God, like, there's a kind of pride about, and people sometimes, they're offended by the gospel. How would you suggest that I need to change? And that sounds fine right up until you realize then the love of God begins to target your heart and the Holy Spirit moves on your heart. And all of a sudden, what you thought was a hard-hearted attitude and a pride begins to melt away. And what you're left with is your defenses down. And you begin to realize, you know what? I want to change. Something in me needs to change. Before God, something needs to change. See, I said that it started with John the Baptist. He was preparing people for a Messiah, and his whole message was repent of your sins, turn from your sins, realize that something needs to change. I'll baptize you here, but one is coming who is going to baptize you in something greater. But my baptism is to prepare your hearts so that you realize you're in need of a savior. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 verse 6 that all of us like sheep have strayed away. We've left God's path to follow our own. It tells us pretty clearly that we've all sinned. It shows us pretty clearly that we're all in need of change. And we don't approach it. We never change when there's pride present stopping us. We never change when we take on an arrogance and a defensiveness to say, no, I am who I can be whoever I want to be. We change when our defenses come down and there's a humility to say, God, I want to be who you created me to be. That's where change comes from. I remember when I was 15 years old, in a service, in worship, and I became aware, as I was worshiping, I became aware again of my need for God. I already believed in Jesus, but I felt unworthy. I felt like I can't live this Christian life. I can't do this, God. I'm trying my best. I'm doing my best, but I keep failing. I believe in you. I prayed the prayer. I come down the front, but this is hard. And as I was worshiping, I became moved by the love of God. And I saw this funny ass picture, you know, like, God speaks through your imagination. I don't know if you know that, but if you're ever in worship and all of a sudden you begin to imagine, you begin to see, and I'm not talking about anything weird and freaky, but don't pay attention to what shows up in your heart in the presence of God, what shows up in your mind and your imagination as you're worshiping, because God wants to speak to you. And as I was worshiping, I saw this picture of Swiss cheese. You know, like a cartoon, you know, the cartoon cheese with all the holes in it? You know, does anybody know what I'm talking about there? Wave at me. Just come on, help me. Swiss cheese with all the holes in it. And I knew that's how I felt before God. I felt incomplete. I felt like I had holes all through me, bits missing. I knew in that moment that I was lacking before God and I needed Him to come through for me. But as I was in that moment and I saw this picture of Swiss cheese, I saw that God was filling in the gaps and I saw that He showed me, Andy, every time you lack, my grace comes through for you. See, you won't make it on your own. You do have need for me. But if you will humble yourself before me, my grace will always come through for you. Change always starts when we realize that this old thing needs changing. Swiss cheese, maybe there's some Swiss cheese here today with me. Maybe there's somebody here who say, I don't have it all together. I need to change. I don't know how I'm going to break through from this. I'm doing my best, but I keep failing. I'm telling you, you're in the right place today. Don't worry about it. You're in the right place because if you will humble yourself before God, He's ready to meet you right where you're at. I met some people the other day. I walked past people, these people down the street, and I felt as I walked past, I needed to invite them to church, and where they were was not a particularly godly place as I was walking past, and I felt to myself, I don't know if I should. So I stopped and I talked to them, and it was like I invited them to church, but I could tell in their attitude, we don't belong at church. And I said, that's exactly where you belong. That's exactly where we all belong. We don't have it together. We're all Swiss cheese before a perfect God. If it makes sense to you. Today, do you recognize again that you're in need of the kind of change that only the love of Jesus can bring about? So it starts with this old thing. But the second part is the dunking. Ooh. Then comes the dunking. They take the old cloth and they put it in the dye. And as the cloth goes under the water, watch this, it has to say goodbye to the old life that it once knew. It has to let go of the old identity that it used to have as a cloth. It needs to let go. There's a washing away of the old. That's the first thing that happens here. A washing away of the old stuff. And I want to encourage you today that still in the love and the grace of Jesus, Jesus' grace, Jesus' blood washes away all sin. He washes away, He cleanses us. I want to show you again today that every time we come before Him, we just celebrated communion together. And we took that little wafer and that little bit of juice. It's tiny, like I had to try and... What does that represent? I'm taking on again what I believe, that the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. I didn't make myself right, but He washed me clean. He washed away my past. He washed away my mistakes. He washed away the things that I had done wrong. I want to encourage you today that no matter what you feel like is sticking to you, the blood of Jesus still cleanses us from all sin. No matter what you feel like keeps haunting you in your memory, oh, I feel the Holy Spirit on this right now. The blood of Jesus still works, man. The washing away of all sin. I don't know what you need to be forgiven of today, but you're in the right place. There is nothing His blood can't cleanse us from. It starts with a washing away, but this is where it gets really, really good. Hopefully this works, because I personally have not tested it. This is where the transformation begins. Because as the cloth gets in the dye gets in the cloth. Something begins to change. And what does the cloth do to change itself? Not much at all. It let go and it got in. It let go of the old and it got in. What begins to transform is not an effort of the cloth to do its best to become something new. What causes transformation is a surrendering of the old and a jumping in, being immersed, being totally in, just getting under, just being in this, being soaking in everything that I can get. But as it gets in, what it's in gets in it. As you let go of your old self, your old life, your old way, and you jump into Jesus and what He's doing, what Jesus is, who He is, begins to get in you. And a transformation that you can't take credit for begins to happen. Serving Jesus will always take commitment. It will always take discipline. It will always take hard work. But all of our hard work could never bring about the change that surrender and jumping in can instigate. Partnering with God begins with surrender and faith. What's happening right now is that that cloth is taking on what it's been soaking in. What's happening right now is that it's being changed into the likeness of what it's been immersed in. See, when we come into the presence of God, when we worship with all I am, I soak you in. When we open up the Word of God, we don't just read it because we are doing our religious duty and reading a couple of verses. What we're doing when we open up the Word of God is I'm soaking in your Word, God, because what I soak in, I take on. And as I'm soaking that in, it begins to change my mind and the way that I think about myself. It begins to transform a heart that all of my discipline could never have changed. Something transformative, something supernatural, something that the world is begging for begins to happen when we surrender and let go. It's the old thing. There's the dunking. Come on, we got to be like a sponge, the kind of sponge in His presence, like one of those big old fluffy car wash sponges that just takes up all the juices, all the goodness of what you dunk it in. I don't know about you, but here in this 3:30 service, I'm going to be a sponge in the presence of God. Dunk me in, immerse me in, I'm taking it on. Starts with an old thing, then comes the dunking, then you get left with a brand new, heavy thing. Hang on, okay, just, I don't want to, you know. Some of you are like, yeah, but it's still a cloth. Okay, kind of looks like blood, it's gross. It's still a cloth. It's not a new thing, it's still a cloth. Shut up. I know. You're still human too. But it doesn't have the identity that it once did. It doesn't look like it once did. It's taken on a new substance. Oh, I still got the same form. It didn't change me on the outside. You know what? I still mess up. Sometimes I still make the same mistakes. But you ain't never going to convince me that I didn't change. I took on a new substance. I took on what I was immersed in. Don't let the devil say to you, oh, you still sin, nothing happened. You went to that altar, but nothing changed. Somebody prayed for you, but nothing happened. You got baptized, but you're still the same. Shut up, devil. Go back to hell. I'm still human, I still got skin, but something on the inside of me is brand new. What? Yeah. It's still cloth, but it's cloth that's taken on the beauty of what it got put in. And as such, it's now prepared to be worn and used and displayed for the potential of what it could have always been. The cloth has taken on a whole new identity. What makes it what it is not what it used to be, but what it's taken on. What defines us is not where we've come from. It's who we've become in Him. That's why this verse says that there's no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female. It's not doing away with culture or gender, by the way. I'm still a man, thank God. But you're still you, but He's saying that the most defining thing about you is no longer those things. It's not where you've come from. It's not the family you're from. It's not the bank balance that you have. It's not the clothes you wear. It's not the school you go to. It's not the education that you have. Those things don't define us, therefore they can't divide us. The color of my skin doesn't define me, so it cannot divide me from my brothers and sisters. What now defines me is whose I am. I belong to Christ. I have been baptized into Christ. I have put on Christ. Therefore, we are united with the kind of unity that the world could never try and dream up, conjure up. It's deeper than that. It's not what it looks like. It's what got in it. It's a brand new thing. I received Christ when I was 13. I was baptized when I was 14 by Pastor Rudy in the middle of winter. It was freezing. My life was changed. But I don't know about you. I'm not getting out of the dye now. It wasn't just a thing that happened to me. It's something I'm living in. I still need changing. Can I get a witness? I still need transforming. I still need to be washed and regenerated and made new every day. That's why the Bible says put on Christ every day. I put Him on every day. And I feel today there's a transformation in this room where we stand to our feet. It all begins. Change always begins with the recognition that something needs to change. And I don't need to preach at you and say, you're an idiot, you're a sinner, get yourself right. That doesn't help us change. What causes it is when the Holy Spirit, the love of God, begins to move.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?